Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host. It's great to be back after almost 1 week. I thank you for being patient because I had a few medical issues like what my co-host Lakhit Pires explained to you. Hence, I was not able to come to your doorstep in the mornings. Right, today our cricket is focused at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium. Then we also go down though to India and keep ourselves focused in Zimbabwe. Okay, that's the news we are going to bring for you this morning. Let's start off with the local news. England beat Sri Lanka in the first T20 because of a DLS method as well by 6 wickets. Now, why was the DLS method used? Because play was scheduled to get underway at 7 o'clock yesterday at Palekele, and due to Mother Nature, the T20 was reduced to just 17 overs. But sadly, Sri Lanka batting first were bowled out in 16.2 overs. That shows there is a huge leak in the batting lineup of Sri Lanka. Bowled out for 133. Pasum Nisanka made 23. Kushal Mendis among the runs, 37, with 4 boundaries and 2 big sixes and an excellent strike rate of 185. Dasun Shanaka made 20. But none of the other batters were impressive. They just cannot handle spin, is what we noticed yesterday. Rashid took 3 for 19, the leg spinner. And that proves that Sri Lanka is struggling in the middle order against quality spin. Sam Curran, 3 for 38, Overton, 2 for 17, and Dawson, Liam Dawson with his spin, 2 for 31. England had no problems. They got to the target of 125, which was the DLS due to the bad weather. They got to the target in just 15 overs. Phil Salt was a wonderful player to watch. 3 boundaries, 2 massive sixes, and Tom Banton in the middle, 29 runs off 15 deliveries with 3 boundaries and 3 sixes. And Josh Butler, 17, with Harry Brook unbeaten on 16 in just 18 deliveries. None of the Sri Lankan bowlers were impressive. And this proves that Sri Lanka is going to have a test of their lives when it comes to the World Cup T20, scheduled to get underway in the month of February. Mayas Teekshana bowled just 3 overs. He was plundered for 31 runs, wicketless. Vanidu Hasaranga, 4 overs, plundered for 36 runs, wicketless. Mathisa Pathirana was impressive in his 4 overs, took 1 wicket for 18 runs, bowling in his home conditions. On the whole, I think it's fair to state England far superior. The second T20 game is scheduled to be played tomorrow, Sunday, at the same venue. And let's keep our fingers crossed that Mother Nature would be very kind to us. Right then, now let's go across to India, where women's IPL looks extremely exciting. Yesterday, Gujarat Giants played against the mighty Mumbai Indians, a team that's owned by none other than Nita Ambani, with all the talent that they have. Right, Gujarat Titans batting first did very well to score 167 runs for 4 wickets. Ashley Garner, their captain, back in the hunt with runs. She made 46 of 26 deliveries, 7 boundaries and 1 6. Sophia Devine, 25, and Georgia Warren came out with an impressive unbeaten 44, with Anushka Sharma making 33. So Gujarat Giants 167 for 4. As far as the bowling was concerned, only Amila Kerr took 2 for 26. Mumbai Indians bowled out for 156, and they have lost this game by 11 runs. Kamran Preet, 82, unbeaten. Sophie Devine, 2 for 23. Georgia, 2 for 26. And Ashley Garner, 1 for 23. So then, Mumbai Indians, the former champions of the women's IPL, beaten by 11 runs. Now let's look at the points table. RCB are leading with 12 points. And remember, RCB, that's Royal Challengers Bangalore, are led by Smriti Mandana. In second place so far is Gujarat Giants, led by Ashley Garner. And in third place is Mumbai Indians. They are in third place with 6 points. And in fourth place is Delhi Capitals. Delhi Capitals being led by Jemima Rodrigues. And languishing in fifth position is UPW. Well, that's the look at the Indians Women's Premier League taking closer orders. So Mumbai Indians at the moment a little bit disappointed because they were dominating in the last 3 years. But this year, even under the guidance of Harmanpreet Kaur, the captain, who made 82 yesterday with a strike rate of 170, they just couldn't get to the target of 167. So well played, Gujarat Giants. Right. Now, finally, let's go across to Zimbabwe, where the under-19 50-over World Cup is taking closer orders. Afghanistan have qualified for the semi-final along with Australia in Group A when they beat Ireland comprehensively by 191 runs. Afghanistan winning the toss, electing to bat first, made 317 for the loss of 7 wickets, and the Irish just couldn't handle the seam and the spin of Afghanistan. They were bowled out for 124. Now, England also in Group B have qualified for the semi-finals. They have beaten New Zealand comprehensively by 65 runs. The English made 234 for the loss of 7 wickets, and New Zealand bowled out for 169. So let's run through the entire scenario. Australia have qualified, England have qualified, Afghanistan have qualified. Now, tomorrow is going to be the vital game, India versus Pakistan. Now, then India has 6 points to their credit, Pakistan have 4. Now, Pakistan will have to play out of the box, have a big win if they are to overcome India in qualifying for the semi-finals. Look at the run rates now. India 3.337 plus. Pakistan plus 1.484. So you get the equation, which means if Pakistan wins comprehensively, I don't have the equation as to in how many overs they should get to an Indian target or whatever, but that is the scenario. So Pakistan need a big win if they are to qualify. Otherwise, India will go through because India has 6 points and Pakistan has 4 points. So tomorrow, interesting game coming up on Sunday. All right, let's take a look at what's happening in the 50-over under-19 World Cup. Today, Bangladesh will play against Zimbabwe. Well, this is practically a dead rubber game. And the fifth ODI between India and New Zealand is scheduled to get underway today. Well, that's it from me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. I hope you did enjoy the podcast this morning as much as I did enjoy bringing it to you after a flaw of around 1 week due to my ill health. But thank you all for your prayers, and I'll spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure, being a Saturday.